Have you ever heard of digital currencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, and buzzwords like blockchain, cryptocurrencies, and mining? Don't know what it all means or how to get started? Well, at Let's Talk Crypto, we break it all down in easy-to-understand terms and help you learn and earn in the age of cryptocurrencies. So welcome to the Let's Talk Crypto Show, brought to you by SchoolofCrypto.com with your hosts, Barry Moore and Tom Galeskie.
Hi and welcome. I'm Barry Moore, one of the co-hosts of the Let's Talk Crypto podcast. This is going to be another new format episode that we're going to run. We're going to run weekly news roundups of what's been happening in the crypto market. Things move so quickly, it's hard to keep track of everything. So we're going to curate all the top important stories for you and put it together in a nice little short episode, easy for you to consume at the end of the week. And we'll give you a little bit of heads up about what might be coming next week that you might want to be aware of. So sit back and welcome to the weekly crypto news roundup. Welcome to the Crypto Week in Review. I'm your host, Barry Moore, and this is your crypto news for the week ending December 8th, 2017. The biggest story this week is the fact that the Bitcoin price keeps shooting to the moon this week with no sign of abating, which is doing a couple of things. One, it's making everybody very nervous that this really is a bubble. And two, it's also slowing down the Bitcoin network as people, more and more people hear about it. And more people pile in and more people are doing transactions. The Bitcoin network is slowing to a grind in a lot of places. Coinbase especially. Coinbase is usually the on-ramp for a lot of new people. It's the first kind of place they buy Bitcoin. And they've been having some huge scaling problems. They're adding millions of users a month. So Coinbase has been having some very slow transactions. It's a very spotty access as well. You try to log on and you can't get on, or you try and transfer some Bitcoin out of Coinbase, and it seems to take forever. And I feel for them. They've got so many new users coming in that it's just kind of getting crushed under the weight of being successful. The big news in a lot of the media outlets is, you know, is Bitcoin a bubble? And it's rising so fast that it's kind of hard not to think of it as a bubble. But I would have you consider couple things. Like, certainly we're due for a correction. Things don't move in a straight line forever. They'll retrace back to some sort of support line and most likely keep going. But I would have you consider that perhaps this just isn't a straight curve of price going up. This is also an adoption curve. You think about email in the early 90s when only a few people had email and then more people had it. Now, pretty much everybody's got it, and they probably got about four or five different email addresses. So that adoption rate of people hearing about Bitcoin and people wanting to get into Bitcoin is snowballing at a dramatic rate as well. So some of that is price appreciation, but I'd have you consider that some of that is probably adoption as well. More people hearing about it, it reaches a critical mass, and more people want to jump in. Also this week, some of the altcoins having giant shoot-ups, notably IOTA, rose hundreds of percent this week, and it's lost a great deal. That slid back down about 40% the last time I looked. But it had a huge rise over the last couple of weeks. Some of the other coins having big rises this week, Ripple, also Stellar Lumens. Now, if you don't know what those are, you might want to go and check those out on a site like onchainfx.com or coinmarketcap.com and have a look. The other network that's grinding to a halt this week is the Ethereum network, due largely to the fact that they came out with a kind of Tamagotchi-type application called CryptoKitties, where you could buy and raise CryptoKitties on the blockchain. And it became a bit of a pop culture frenzy, with tons of people getting on the network trying to buy kitties, etc., which has also dramatically impacted the Ethereum network's speed as well. So, as we see more and more people getting onto these technologies, we are going to have these growing pains along the way. Scalability has always been a big issue for cryptocurrency, and it's not one we've really solved to any great extent yet. Some coins seem to bear it better than others, but certainly, if we're going to get the mass adoption of a mainstream currency, transaction speeds are going to have to come up into the hundreds, if not thousands per second, and we're just not there yet. So along with the meteoric rise of Bitcoin over the last few months and weeks, it is now bigger than the GDP of over 130 countries. And it has a market capitalization now bigger than Visa, bigger than Walmart, and bigger than Wells Fargo. So for those people out there who think it might be just a fad or a passing phenomenon, you might want to think about how long it took Visa to get to that market cap, or how long it took Walmart to get to that market cap, and how quickly Bitcoin has achieved that. And rounding out the week, news of yet another hack of a whole high-profile crypto company, this time NiceHash. If you're not familiar with NiceHash, they allow people with excess hash power to sell it to those people who are looking for some excess hash power. And they announced a hack today in the neighborhood of, I think it was $60 or $70 million. So if you're a user of NiceHash, you might want to check in on that piece of news. And we'll keep you updated on all the world news. We're going to finish off with a little bit of news from the Australia-New Zealand region. The ASX has announced they're working on a replacement system for CHESS, which is their clearinghouse for shareholders, and they're moving to a blockchain-based system to replace that. So we're now seeing the technology that powers cryptocurrency moving into established financial markets like the Australian Stock Exchange. Good to see. All right, now, the news to watch out for next week, Bitcoin futures. The CBOE and the CME have both announced upcoming Bitcoin futures contracts for sale starting the 10th of December. Now, there has been some noise and some rumors that that might not happen. But certainly in the next few weeks, you will see those providers starting to offer investors, institutional investors primarily, Bitcoin futures contracts. So if you're not familiar with futures, it's a financial instrument that allows investors to take a position or a hedge against the rise or the fall of a particular commodity. So traditionally, it's more kind of commodities like oranges or corn or something of that nature. If the farmer thinks he wants to lock in a sales price for corn 3 months from now, he can sell a futures contract to sell that corn at a particular price. If some food manufacturer wants to lock in the purchase of corn at a particular price, they can buy a futures contract for that as well. What this means, though, is we all know that the established financial institutions, banks, and Wall Street, they don't like the Bitcoin very much. But other than being able to say nasty things about it and write nasty articles about it, they really haven't been able to do much about it. This would provide them now with an instrument with which they can short Bitcoin. So they can put a lot of money into the market to try and short Bitcoin and drive the price down. So only time will tell that who wins the bears or the bulls in the futures market. But in any case, I would suggest that you shore up any positions you have now. It's probably going to be a lot of volatility in the next couple of weeks, even more so than normal. So you might want to put some stop orders in to lock in your profits. In case the volatility does move downward rapidly, you don't want to be caught out and lose all those gains that you may have had over the past weeks and months. That's it for this week's Crypto News Roundup. You can find more information and our normal podcast shows all over at schoolofcrypto.com. We'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to Let's Talk Crypto Podcast. You can find the links, show notes, and all the latest cryptocurrency news over at schoolofcrypto.com.